When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I presume the last thing you all want to hear about at this point is the Supreme Court, so it'll be... well, it'll be the second thing you hear about in the show. And the fifth. But not the first. But then we get to what people really want to talk about, NASA. And drinking of one kind or another. Heavy, heavy drinking. So, overall, finding some way to leave Earth. That's what we think everyone wants to talk about. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Should a prisoner be executed if he doesn't remember his crime? A prisoner in Alabama named Vernon Madison has so much brain damage from strokes that he does not remember killing a police officer in 1985. Jailers on death row are trying to work out a solution.
Okay, so Ronald Reagan was president of the United States in 1985 when you shot that cop. Do you remember President Reagan?
Was he the bachelor president?
No. Do you at least remember Ted Danson? He was very famous that year.
Ah, Sam on Cheers.
Right.
Yeah, did he ever get together with Diane?
Stay focused. Now, when Ted Danson was famous, you were at your girlfriend's place and got angry.
I had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Was it Diane from Cheers?
No.
Because if it was Diane from Cheers, I can see why I got mad.
It wasn't Diane from Cheers.
Because Diane was infuriating.
Look, you had a fight with your girlfriend, who was not Diane from Cheers, and you came back and there was a policeman outside to protect her. And you shot him.
I don't think that's possible. I've always been in this jail.
No, you haven't.
To the best of my recollection, I have.
No.
I was born right here in this jail 10 minutes ago and have been here ever since.
Okay, look. So 30 years ago, Sam had a fight with Diane, right?
Sure, all the time.
So Sam left and swore he'd kill her.
And then he hired Woody's dad.
This was before Woody. Sam was still working with Coach.
And he hired Coach to kill President Reagan.
No!
Does any of this involve Jodie Foster? Because that sounds familiar.
No, Sam came back with a gun and shot the policeman who was guarding Diane, remember?
Yeah, that sounds right.
You were Sam.
I knew it.
So now you remember, and we can execute you.
I dated Diane from Cheers!
Yes. Yes, you did. By the way, you also killed 19 other people in a bunch of unsolved cases that we want to get rid of.
Okie dokie.
Where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad
Disaster preparedness, tip number 23.
If there is a flood, try to ignore it. Go on about your day like the flood is not a problem. Remember, the flood is more afraid of you than you are of it.
Okay, let's look at these teeth. You said that there's one bothering you? Oh, yeah, this one's gotta go.
It's always giving me trouble. Maybe it just grew in funny or something after my brother pulled it out.
Oh, well, that's not in the file.
Yeah, root canal, x-rays. We're missing some key documentation of you losing your teeth.
What?
Yeah, there's nothing here.
Okay, I didn't know that was something I needed.
Well, you claim your brother did it. But if we don't have proof of how you lost your teeth, how do we know that the ones that grew in are legit?
Huh?
You know, your brother is a patient here, and he's a really great guy.
Didn't he just get into Penn State?
Can he attest to pulling your tooth?
Yeah. He used a string.
Oh, great. Did you keep the string?
No, that's gross.
Did you tell anyone about the string?
If we asked your friends, would they know your brother did it with a string?
That's it. I'm not pulling this tooth. Your teeth are not credible.
I may have told my friends.
Do you have that in writing?
That was first grade. We aren't even in touch anymore.
Convenient.
How do you know it actually happened?
Because I'm telling you that it did.
Are there photos of you getting your tooth pulled?
No, but there are definitely photos of me without my teeth.
Not the same.
Much more importantly, did your brother tell anyone he pulled your tooth?
I don't know.
And did he ever pull anyone else's tooth?
Again, not something I would know.
The real question is, why did it take you this long to tell someone?
Because it was never relevant.
Obviously it was if we're having this conversation right now.
Well, it's your fault. I can't pull your tooth.
You see, we can't trust any of our patients anymore. Can you at least tell us what you were wearing?
when I was 6.
Losing your tooth, it's a big deal. If you can't remember your outfit, I don't think it happened.
Nope. I mean, nobody was there.
My brother was.
Likely made up story.
No string.
No photos.
No friends you told.
No friends he told.
Can I just make a few phone calls or something? I really need this tooth pulled. It's killing me.
We have other patients waiting.
Were you drinking?
I was 6.
That's not a no.
No means no.
Sorry, I don't think you're of any use to us today.
You're a liar.
With baby teeth.
I'm gonna go.
These bitches. Making up traumatic events for their own gain.
Poor brother. Wonder if he knows she's running around saying that.
Hey guys, you ever pull anyone's tooth before? I mean, I have. Don't tell anyone, but I've pulled a lot of teeth.
Oh, yeah, with the nitrous?
Oh. Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, in college, I just pulled teeth left and right. Now I have a wife and I just pull her teeth.
Yeah, I'd put it in my calendar. I'm going to pull some teeth next week. Yeah, all the time.
I'm going to go pull my own teeth right now.
Street.
The space agency NASA is 60 years old this week. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
The moonwalk is less impressive when you're using a moonwalker.
Houston, we've fallen and we can't get up.
One giant step for mankind and one fall down the stairs.
To commemorate this occasion, the ISS has left their right turn signal on for 3 days.
How the hell are they getting to the moon at 14 miles an hour?
Back in my day, we walked to the moon uphill both ways.
I admit boycotting NASA because they discriminate against vegans. Because they're always looking for something meatier.
You kids, get off my moon!
Are any of those motherfuckers coming to pay child support?
This is Houston calling Shuttle Triton. Come in, Triton.
Yes, this is Commander Gerst of Shuttle Triton. Go ahead, Houston.
Yes, hi. We recently had some changes that were approved here at NASA and just wanted to give you and the crew some updates.
Is it our astronaut food? Because these freeze-dried things really aren't cutting it. I mean, sure, it looks like an ice cream sandwich, but you can't lick the sides, and everyone knows that's the best part of an ice cream sammy.
Unfortunately, no. You've been orbiting Earth for a few months, so you may have missed the news that the government has significantly cut NASA's budget.
Ooh, that sucks.
It does, and we found a workaround. We've started getting sponsorships from various corporations, and by using their names, we'll be able to continually fund all of our missions and space stuff.
Kinda like how sports stadiums are now names of companies?
Exactly. And speaking of stadiums, Serta Mattress has offered us a nice amount, so now all of the sleeping pods aboard the shuttle will be called the Serta Mattress Sleeping Pods.
Well, that's just a little bit more to say, but not a big deal.
There's a lot more, so we'll fax you and the crew the update.
We're still using fax machines?
Well, you know what they say. You can take the space program out of the 80s, but you can't take the 80s out of...
Houston, sorry to interrupt your dad joke, but it seems like there's a slight problem on the overhead alert system.
Sorry. It's now called the Toys R Us overhead alert system.
I thought Toys R Us went out of business.
Yeah, they're trying to get back through starting here.
Okay, well, the Toys R Us overhead alert system is saying that there is a loose piece outside the fuselage, most likely when the rocket boosters were discarded.
You mean the Little Caesars fuselage and the Disney rocket boosters.
Disney, really?
Yeah, they own basically everything now. Look, if you would just refer to the facts, all these names are right there.
Oh boy, it looks like the loose piece has collided with the, Whataburger external tank, and we're losing Time Warner Now Spectrum oxygen. They sponsored our air?
NASA needs the money.
Whatever, we're losing oxygen. Houston, we officially have a problem.
You mean we have a problem brought to you by Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble, hey, Amazon isn't in space yet.
This is an emergency. Can you activate the backup tanks immediately?
That would be the Taco Bell emergency KFC yummy yum yum chicken alarm. And the Spruce Spring Clean backup tanks.
What?
It's a local company, but good pun, huh?
Oh no. Oh no, Houston, we have just collided with an unidentified object. Getting schematics now.
Metro PCS unidentified object?
Oh my god. There's a creature coming out of the object, and he's making his way into the shuttle. The IKEA shuttle.
No wonder it's broken.
Hello, Earthling. I am from the planet... and we wanted to know.
Y'all accepting more sponsorships because the space program sounds like a great name.
How much are they paying?
Please, Mr. Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to be.
Don't you should be in the outer space.
I sweat when they stuff me in the pressure suits.
Disaster preparedness, tip number 9.
When being attacked by an animal, try stirring 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and 1 tablespoon of honey into a cup of hot water. Then drink slowly. If the animal persists in attacking, see a doctor. And now the final edition presents a new segment in which our correspondent Ben Kirshner calls out privilege in all its forms directly. Dude to dude. That's right, it's a privileged conversation.
Tonight on A Privileged Conversation, I'm going to speak to Judge Kavanaugh one-on-one. Brett, bro, we need to talk. You've been having a rough couple weeks. First, those ladies tried to destroy your family in the press by calmly and dispassionately describing your actions. Then you had to actually answer for your wild, youthful indiscretions before Congress. And now the FBI is investigating the fun you had in college? I mean, what's next, a beer tax? Who hasn't, in their immature and formative years, gotten carried away with a woman? Or repeatedly not blacked out in Yale Eating Club bathrooms? Or started a bar fight at a white reggae concert? Boys will be boys, and our country used to understand that. But Brett, buddy, you can't go on national TV and start crying about how much you love beer. You know who used to do that? John Boehner. And now he's a pot dealer. Is that what you want, Brett? To make a lousy 7-figure salary lobbying for the devil's cigarettes? You like UB40, not Bob Marley and the Wailers. So pound down some red stripe and keep the emotions bottled up inside. We need your political views to be unstable and unsustainable, not your brain. Look, Brett, I get it. You're part of the first generation of men being held accountable for your actions. Nobody warned you it would happen, and that totally sucks. Hell, what you've been accused of isn't even that bad in comparison to what guys have done without repercussion for the last 10,000 years of human history. Does anyone honestly believe that George Washington never paid a teenager for sex? Or that James Madison didn't celebrate finishing the Constitution by having his way with a chambermaid? Jesus, Bill Clinton got a blowjob from a college student in the Oval Office, and the only consequence was that his wife didn't get to be president. You were promised the world and everything in it. So yes, I understand wanting to cry, bro. Finding out that everything you desire can't be handed to you the way it was your father and his father before him. Brett, baby, you just have to adapt. I also am not living the life I was promised as a child. I thought I'd be able to spend my career writing corny puns and sketches about Klingons. But instead, I have to spend every second of every day making sure that you and your friends aren't actively hurting or killing me and my friends. We rarely get the world we deserve and can only make do with the one we are given. But luckily, this brave new society is still in its infancy. Yes, you might be vilified on television. Your family might be unfairly subjected to stories about things you actually did. But no matter what happens, you still are extremely unlikely to face any real legal or professional consequences. So my advice to you is this. Just slink back into the darkness and go back to being a private citizen, where you frankly exerted more control over our country and its decisions than you ever would as one of 9 justices. The so-called witch hunt will end, you can privately bully your family into forgiving you, and honestly, not being on the Supreme Court is not the end of the world. You can be friends with Robert Bork. He has a real fun name to say. Bork, Bork, Bork. The two of you can play golf, lobby the actual Supreme Court behind the scenes, and swap war stories about your college debauchery. Then you can both crack open a beer and bemoan the fact that the way things are going, your sons, or more likely grandsons, might actually go to jail for this behavior. So Brett, you have a decision to make. I don't want to take up any more of your time. Thank you for sitting down with me and having a privileged conversation.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
And now Madame Lyric will play her internationally respected piece entitled A Summer's Breeze.
Hey, man! Hey! Hey! Sign my poster!
Excuse me, sir. I do believe everyone would appreciate if you could quiet down so they can hear me play this piece of music.
Oh, sorry, dude. I'm a big fan, so I just want an autograph.
Well, thank you. I'll be having a meet and greet outside after the performance.
Oh, cool! Oh, you're so good to your fans! Oh, my baby left me, yeah, and all I have is this guitar!
Excuse me, can you please be quiet?
Oh, sorry, man, it's just that the crowd wasn't, like, into your music, so I was, like, trying to help.
They are all sitting and enjoying the piece. There aren't even any words to sing along to.
Oh, yeah, I know, so I wrote some. They're original lyrics. It goes like this. Guitar!
Please! Shh! There isn't even a guitar on stage.
Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. Look, I'm just gonna pass out these glow sticks, okay? That'll really get the party going.
No! You don't have to. Fine. Just be quiet.
Cool. Here's a glow stick. You want a glow stick? Here's one for you. Here, take one, pass it down. Glow stick. Hey, you get a glow stick? Glow stick. Here's a glow stick, bro.
Ow!
Oh, sorry, beach ball!
Okay, come on. A beach ball? Really? This is a classical concert.
Oh, nothing more classic than a beach ball. Am I right? Pass it back!
No. I'm keeping it now. Please, just sit down and let me finish the show.
What a buzzkill, right, bro? Freebird!
Sir, please, I am in the middle of this song. I am not going to play this free bird.
We want free bird! Come on, everyone! Free bird! Come on! Free bird! Free everyone! Free bird!
Sir, please. No one else wants me to stop playing this song. Now just sit there and enjoy the music quietly, or I will be forced to have security remove you.
Sorry, geez. Take back what I said about you being good to your fans.
Sir, there is no smoking in this theater. It is distracting to the musicians.
No, man, I don't think they'll mind.
Yes. I am the musician, and I mind. Now please put out your cigarette.
Man, it's not a cigarette, it's weed laced with PCP.
Well, one, that's highly illegal.
No, I got a note from someone who said they might be a
doctor.
And
two, whatever it is, please stop smoking it.
Smoking's quiet.
That's fine, but please just stop being distracting. These people are trying to enjoy a classical composition.
Right. Can I just take one more hit?
No!
Okay, I'm done, okay? Look, I just really enjoy supporting great musicians like yourself, and I know my methods can sometimes be a little different, but it all comes from my love and passion of music, man. But I get it, okay? If you want me to stop, I'll stop.
That's fine. I appreciate that you like my music. If you don't mind, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to start from the top.
Yeah! Oh, I mean, yes, that would be lovely.
Hey, who threw this?
Woohoo!
What is this?
Yeah, man, you got some underwear! Shh, they're mine!
Get him out of here!
What? Hey, Beethoven, rock and roll! Woo!
Big Dick Energy, ever heard of it? Well, I've got great news. It ain't just a myth. For years, Big Dick Energy was reserved for a small amount of God's chosen men, but not anymore. Introducing the Big Dick Energy drink, like Red Bull, but this one's not for kids. From the makers of the pills at the liquor store that could give you a heart attack, the Big Dick Energy drink. the only energy drink that makes everyone look at you differently after just one can. Don't just take my word for it. Let's try it out on Venice Beach Boardwalk. All I gotta do is pop the top and watch my whole life change. And you can too. Your shoulders will relax. Your walk will widen, and the whole world will say,
"Wowee, I bet that guy's member's humongous."
Oh, you agree.
I for sure want to date this dude now.
Yeah, I don't even care if he's flatulent even.
Me neither. That fellow's got a king-size cucumber in his trousers, and I'm pumped up about it.
Hey, mister, I'm a freshman in college, and I get no respect. What's the secret into making everyone think you got such a big D?
Simple, Frosh. I drink a pint of this elixir a day.
It smells like tar.
The Big Dick Energy Drink. One chug could change your life.
Big Dick Energy is not suitable for children, pets, or birds of prey. Do not drink if you already have a big dick, as it may cause micropenis. Other side effects include DPS, or disappearing penis syndrome, and becoming as unfuckable as Jay Leno.
Welcome back to National Lampoon's Final Edition, listeners. This is Barry Lank, and you're still listening to the National Lampoon's Final Edition Radio Hour. With me today is Final Edition writer and performer Gil Barron. He just shoved his way into the recording booth, which usually means something stupid is about to happen.
Sure am, Barry. Hey, Barry.
What?
Do we have time to take the listeners on a little video tour of our offices here at the Lampoon?
You mean audio tour.
That's the spirit. All right, let's go, everyone.
Hey, wait.
Okay, guys, we just left the Final Edition studio, and we're in the hallway. As you know, we record in the world-famous National Lampoon Mansion, where all your favorite comedy tropes are studied and perfected. Let's see what's happening in this room. Hey, Sam. Hey, Mike. What's going on in here?
Oh, hey, Gil. Mike, Visa, and I are trying to figure out what the funniest pie to throw is.
Now, I say it's banana cream. You just can't mess with a classic. But you should hear what Sam Gerwitz thinks.
I think surprise is a huge element of pie throwing, so I chose pepperoni.
Look out, Mike!
Ah, see? Hilarious.
Ah! Ah! My face!
So funny.
It's scalding! Yikes. Okay, let's see what's happening in the danger room. That's where we train for all the possible comedy that might get thrown our way. Chase O'Donnell, are you okay?
Oh, hey, Gil. Is that the whole National Lampoon's Final Edition audience you have with you?
Sure is. I'm giving a tour of the mansion.
Oh, you guys haven't been here before? It's a classic.
What are you doing?
This is banana peel training. Our comedy scientists have developed a floor that mimics the slipperiness of a banana peel.
Wow. Do we do a lot of pratfalls on the National Lampoon's Final Edition podcast?
Not yet, but when we do, I'll be ready. Ah, my coccyx!
Yeah, so does mine sometimes.
No, you idiot. I fell on my tailbone.
Oops, that's my ride. See you later, Chase.
Yo, where are you taking the audience? Get back here!
Bye, Barry. Oh, girl from Ipanema. Now that's a comedy elevator. Now I'm taking you to one of my favorite places. From the roof of the National Lampoon Mansion, you can look out over acres and acres of carefully manicured gardens. Of course, they're comedy gardens, so they're still shaped like dicks. Ben? Ben Kirshner, is that you?
Gil, I'm just leaving for Washington. I have to deliver these scathing topical jokes about the president in person.
Wow, it's amazing that National Lampoon flies you all over the world to deliver jokes to the people who need to hear them the most. The targets of those jokes.
You bet. That's how satire works, old boy.
Can you share a joke?
Sure. President Trump has canceled his military parade. He says he's taking his Air Force and going home.
Ha ha! Priceless!
All right, I'm off. I have to find out if people have heard about this thing.
Oh no, that's Barry, and he's mad I stole the audience.
Hurry, Gil. Get on the helicopter before he catches you.
I'll get you, Barry!
Did Barry just fall to his death while trying to catch a helicopter?
Huh. Seems that way. But we only have the audio, so I guess there's no real evidence of it.
24 hours later.
Hi, Final Edition listeners. This is Barry Lank, and not Gil Barron doing a bad impersonation of Barry. Stick around. We'll be right back.
She doesn't see.
Disaster preparedness tip number 3.
There is no force of nature more dangerous than the human ego, except cats, when there are enough of them.
It's a little bar where everyone knows your name. Stroll on down to O'Flanagan's for the $4 beers and the free hot dogs we've been serving up since 1972. The same old friends, the same old bar stools. At least until next Thursday when it goes out of business and becomes
Chi-Chi's and Nougas, featuring Dance Dance Revolution and $19 hot wings. 15 large screen TVs with volumes up full blast. It's fun dial up to 11 till our parent company goes bankrupt and we become
Seaport Tavern. We charge $7 for a Coke and we get nervous if you try to go to the back room. After the cops shut us down, we become
Paradise Vegan Namaste, the first combination yoga studio and salad bar. We stay in business for almost a year in defiance of the health code. And then we're
Persian Palace. We last 3 weeks, and then we're
empty for 19 months. And then
a Bentley dealership somehow? We've got room for one car. This was a terrible idea. And then we're a
charter school. But after 6 weeks, one of the kids wanders into the old Seaport Tavern's back room, and the cops shut us down. And the school becomes
a place where people smoke meth, and then
a little store that sells sandwiches and iced tea. It's finally a place you can use until we're a
Chase Manhattan Bank, which you don't even use. But too bad, we bought the neighborhood. So come on down to Chase Manhattan, where everyone knows your name and everything else about you.
So all that was written by Barry Lank, Jessica Park, Keith Saltajanes, Ben Kirshner, Gil Barron, and Ari Stidham. It was performed and improvised by all those people, plus Mike Bisaw, Samantha Gerwitz, Brian Fernandez, Matt Wilkie, Bridget Fitzgerald, Savannah Brown, Chase O'Donnell, and Courtney Page Barnett. The executive producer and still sole engineer is Barry Lank, with technical help from Kurt Carlson and the Kurt Carlson Dancers. Music by Kevin MacLeod, as well as Gary Portnoy, Johann Sebastian Bach, and a production crew from Inside Llewellyn Davis, which included Justin Timberlake. That's right, Justin Timberlake. Good night.
And my friends did I could trace, just a year on her kind face, as she placed my sweetheart's hand in mine and said, she was bred in all Kentucky, where the meadow grass is blue. There's the sunshine of the country in her face and manner too. She was bred in all Kentucky. Take her, boy, you're mighty lucky when you marry a girl.